Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash. Cannonball!
The Splash is brought to you by Roto-Ranger Plumbing. Plumbers you can trust for any of your plumbing services. Call 888-7-RANGER to get you out of plumbing danger.
All right, we mentioned item number one, the Phoenix Suns last night, losers to the Chicago Bulls. You know where I stand on this. If you want to be in the bottom three for Zion Williamson, you got to keep the Bulls in front of you. And that was a big, smart thing the Suns did. Whatever it was they did last night, Vinny, it was a smart thing they
did.
Well,
I mean, let me clarify my thoughts on this. If you're going to be a bad basketball team and you're going to get a top draft pick, obviously you want to be in contention for the best player. You would be foolish to feel otherwise. Zion Williamson is the best player in this draft, so yeah, I want the Suns to be involved in it.
Yeah.
The part I can't reconcile ever is when the ball is tossed up in the air and there's actual competition going on, it's impossible for me to root against any of the teams that I support. It's impossible. I just can't click that off in my head.
You mean you could just put on a St. John's jersey and start cheering for the Red Storm? Or whatever they're called.
Are you sure they're the Red Storm? I just can't do it. I couldn't do it.
I'm with you.
You know, at the end of last year, week 17, the Cardinals are playing the Seahawks in a completely meaningless game.
Yeah.
I wanted the Cardinals to beat the Seahawks.
Now, did you see the story?
Maybe I'm dumb that way.
Did you see the story about how one of the city council people who switched their vote from no to yes for the refurbished arena was just given a lot of money by Robert Sarver? That story feels so gross to me. I'm going to share my thoughts on it later.
Wait a minute. You're saying that politics in general will make you want to take a shower? We've got hit the breaking
Stupid
news sounder,
me.
Jarrett.
Stupid me. Item number two, the NCAA tournament. Coming up, well, I guess it starts tonight. I guess.
With an asterisk.
ASU in action tomorrow. I like that. And I like their chances. There's not a whole lot of Cinderellas in this tournament for me. I think ASU can be one of them. So I'm hoping that they will. I'm hoping that this just doesn't turn out the way these things normally turn out.
ASU's got the potential to play with any of these teams.
I know they do.
But I think the overwhelming sentiment is going into this, okay, St. John's, they're all right. They've got a really, really outstanding player that could carry them to a victory. But if ASU gets past St. John's and faces Buffalo, the sixth seed, man, what's wrong with this picture? A Pac-12 team is an 11
yeah.
seed, and a team from the MAC
yeah.
is the sixth seed.
Yeah.
But people have that feeling like, oh, they only lost three times. They're invincible. No, they're not. ASU's beaten better teams than Buffalo this
year. Yeah, no, there's no doubt about
it. But that's the maddening part of Sun Devil basketball for the last two seasons, is you really never know which team is going to show up.
It would be a great thing for them at this point in time. We talk about opportunities, windows of opportunity, Vinny. Think of the window of opportunity for the Coyotes to make an improbable playoff appearance and ASU to make an well, I wouldn't even call it improbable, but say they made a Sweet 16 berth and just took us on a little bit of a ride, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be cool?
It'd be really cool.
Yeah, it would be really cool.
It'd be like the opposite of bad.
All right.
Who do you like tonight, Fairleigh Dickinson or Prairie View A&M?
I don't care.
Temple or Belmont?
Belmont, big time. I like Belmont. Belmont's a decent team.
Do you know the Fairleigh Dickinson and Prairie View mascots, Vince?
Prairie View's the Panthers.
Yeah, because there's a lot of Panthers in the Prairie.
Fairleigh Dickinson, are they the Knights?
You don't even know. You asked a question you didn't know the answers to?
Fairleigh Dickinson Knights. Belmont is the Bruins, by the way. I had the logos in front of me, so it wasn't 100%.
Have we ever gotten to the bottom of the mystery of as why universities and colleges are just so pedestrian with their mascots and their names?
But not always.
Not always, but I mean, how many Wildcats, how many Bulldogs do you need to have?
Tigers.
Tigers, Knights.
Lions, Bears, oh my.
Yeah, but then there's the occasional, like, Akron Zips.
There's only
fighting kangaroos.
There's only one Sun Devils, just saying.
That is true. We got that going for us.
Which is nice.
All right, item number three. The Arizona Cardinals, another mock draft has Kyler Murray coming to the Cardinals.
Yeah, NFL.com's Bucky Brooks released his next mock draft today.
I'm not feeling Bucky Brooks, by the way. He has got DK Metcalf rated as the third wide receiver, I want to say, and N'Keal Harry behind him. I'm like, dude, you're doing it wrong. If you value that guy over N'Keal Harry, you're doing it wrong.
He's joining our show Friday, so you could ask him that question.
What a fine analyst he is, too. Great addition to the show. Good job, Jarrett. I'm sorry. Again, you can get fooled with these measurables.
Everybody, people get fooled every year
every
by this
year.
Stuff.
Every year it happens.
Yeah, well, so I believe it was The Who that said, he's a pinball wizard.
They wrote a song about DK Metcalf. No, there's also rumors out there from Daniel Jeremiah of NFL.com about the whereabouts, Josh, you know, teams that might be interested in Josh Rosen.
Can I tell you something
teams
funny?
Teams that are preparing themselves to make offers for Josh Rosen should he become available.
Random memory. I had a kid growing up who had his own pinball machine. And I thought it was the coolest thing in the world that his dude had a pinball machine. And you know what? It was the Playboy pinball machine. Now, there was no nudity. There was just Hef and some playmates around him in the facing of it, right? But I'm like, dude, you got a pinball machine? You don't have to feed quarters into that thing? You can play this thing all day if you want.
I had a friend in the neighborhood that had a pinball machine, too, come to think of it. He had everything, though.
Listen, back in the day, that is the kind of stuff that we thought was heavenly. You look at video games now. Video games, it's like watching television right now, right? Mm-hmm. That's how great video games. We never got to live that.
I remember thinking when I was like 10 or 11, I can't wait until I'm older so I can go baseball card shopping every week. It's going to be awesome.
Right. It's going to be awesome.
Remember the last time I bought or stepped foot inside a baseball card shop? Well, it's been a while, let's just say.
I'll tell you one thing I did. Talk about dating myself. Something Jarrett did all throughout high school. I made you do that. Do you remember that baseball game, APBA or APBA? Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it basically was cards, roll the dice, charts. It was a nerdy game that somehow simulated baseball very, very well. I, at one point in time, right before video games started to pop, I wrote that company a letter. And I said, do you think, and I was just a kid, do you think someday there would be a real live baseball video game? Look at it now, dude. Seriously. Because all we had was rolling the dice, reading cards, finding the number on the chart, single to left.
Yeah, spinning a wheel. I had one of those games where you had those little discs
sucked.
That you put on the wheel and you hit the button and it would spin. It would land on the outcome.
Yeah. How did we ever make it through life?
It made us what we are today.
A bunch of losers.
Old, embittered losers.
Mike Trout's got a new deal. 430.
Imagine the baseball card shopping he could do.
I know. $430 million over 12 years for the best player ever named after a fish.
Yeah, tops the per season average of new contract value that Zach Greinke has held for the last 3 years. $36 million a year for Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly a great player.
And the best fish, right?
When can we...
Better than Steve Trout.
When can we...
Catfish Hunter.
I pointed this out, but imagine being Tim Salmon
Kevin
and
Bass.
Not even being the best Angel outfielder named after a fish.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. But when can we expect some team success now for $430 million?
I think that's a fair question. He wants to be serious. I want to do dueling gambles, and he wants to be serious about the Angels.
We're going to do that plenty today.
Mudcat Grant. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I guess you're right. $430 million for 12 years. Wow. Man, oh, man.
I guess he's not going to join Bryce Harper in Philadelphia after all.
Yeah, I know. So much for my theory about Eagles fans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The Coyotes lost last night to Tampa. They actually played a very solid game, as Jarrett found out the hard way.
When you hear quotes coming out of their dressing room from Oliver Ekman-Larsson that says, I think this is one of the best games we've played all year, and you just look at the score, 4-1. Couple of empty netters in the last minute for Tampa Bay, but... an encouraging performance against the best team in hockey. I mean, Tampa Bay wrapped up the President's Cup last night. They already clinched it, so Can you build off this? Can you bounce back? The road trip continues for the Coyotes.
Yeah. Four games in a week, and that was a tough one against a real good team. They played well, but a loss is still a loss. All right, that's everything.
They're still
right,
in possession of the second wild card spot by a point over
Minnesota. Okay, well, that's good.
That is the splash today.